palatial. What the fuck? I don't even know how to do our intro anymore. What is it? Wait, just keep it going. Keep it going. From the palatial Pride 48 Studios. High, overlooking something. It's time for DI Plus. Come screaming you through the interweb. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. You know what it is? I think there's just some kind of disturbance in the forest or something that it is just kind of throwing me off off kilter. Oh, God damn it. I switched the death phone sound.
Wait, do we need this?
I don't remember where I put it. Do you see the phone anywhere? There's like the phone's going on. Do you see it?
What is that new ringtone that you've got? That doesn't sound like a death phone.
Did you find the phone? Just tell me. Have you found the phone yet? It should be like
I got it.
All right, answer it.
Hello, this is Larry, also known as Q-Sledge, just saying, apparently Whitney Houston is dead, but it might just be a hoax. But nevertheless, I wanted to try and get a call in as soon as I could. Thank you. Bye.
All right. There you go. Q-Sledge calling in. What was the time on that one?
It was 2/11, or February 11th at 7:06 p.m.
7:06 p.m. was the time that he called in here. Let's see. What do we have? Was that it? Well, I mean, is that the earliest one that we're showing?
That is the earliest one.
That is the earliest one that we're showing. In that case, Q-Sledge. Yes, you got another entry into this celebrity death, I don't know.
I like your new ringtone there on the celebrity death phone as well. Honorarium.
Yes, it was. It was very interesting. Anyway, so Q-Sledge, congratulations on the celebrity death phone. In fact, Miss Whitney Houston did, in fact, die. And so there you go. So we were currently at $40.10. We are now up to $45.10. And Q-Sledge gets another entry into say contest. Now, can we fire back up the theme song here? Let's go. Let's get this show going here. From the palatial Pride 48 studios, high atop the interwebs, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the internet. See, I flipped those, and I shouldn't have. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Little Shiny Plastic Things. You need them all the time, and you never can seem to find the one that's just right for you. Take no fear. Just go to shinylittleplasticthings.com and check out our huge selection of shiny little plastic things. And don't forget to use the checkout code DI Plus at checkout, which where else would you use a checkout code, really? For a special listener discount. Oh, my God. Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined... Oh, crap. Do you have the phone there?
Yeah. You're joined by Adam.
Grab the phone there again.
Yeah. I just threw it over the. Okay, I got it.
Hi, this is Turniphead, and it's my sad duty to report that Whitney Houston has died, according to the Associated Press.
Oh.
Thank you for calling.
Aww.
Hey, Daniel.
Turniphead. Yes.
Hey, Daniel.
Yes, Adam.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Whitney Houston died. Apparently she snorted one last line of coke. I was gonna cover for you by saying that you flubbed up the intro the first
time twice
to go along with the bit of the celebrity death phone going off, and then you flubbed it up the second time too. So at least you're consistent.
I am. I don't know what it is. Something in the air this evening, but I screwed it up twice. Hey, anyway. Hi, Adam. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Welcome to DI Plus. Yada, yada, yada. We've already established that. But here's the thing about the Whitney Houston thing. If you'll recall, we recorded late last week. So we actually recorded the day that Whitney Houston died. You and I had recorded that afternoon. So she actually died like hours after we finished recording. And if you'll recall from the last show, I was heading to the Mohegan Sun Casino that evening with my friend who's getting a divorce and, you know, my lovely husband. And we just wanted to get the hell out of here. And so we went down to the Mohegan Sun Casino that I'd never been to before. It was absolutely great, gorgeous place. I'll tell you about it later. But here's the thing. There's all these parking garages around there, and then you take the elevators from whatever parking garage you're in down into this cavernous, enormous casino. And so we got off the elevator and set foot into this casino. We were not there more than 3 minutes before we, you know, were stepping foot into the casino off of this elevator. And this woman with family in tow immediately pulls us aside out of thousands of people around there, but zeroes in on us, pulls us aside and goes, "Oh my God, did you hear? Whitney Houston died." I'm like, are we that gay that you like picked us out of this crowd of 1,000 people? She's just like, cause she heard it. She's like, "Oh my God, Whitney Houston. I've got to find some gay people to tell immediately." And she just doesn't know us from Adam. Just pulls us off the elevator to tell us that Whitney Houston died.
Well, I'm trying to think what I was doing. Cause let's see, we recorded.
Do you remember what you were doing the day that Whitney Houston died?
Because we recorded. And then what was I doing after we recorded?
You were trying to hang your television for the Filipino lover to come over.
That's right. Oh, he text messaged me, I think, and told me because he saw it on Facebook.
Now, did he do it before Q Sledge? Because maybe he could win. entry into the contest.
I would have to. I'm sure I still have the text message, but I would have to go way back because we text message quite a bit throughout the day. So,
crap! You know where you tell this show is going to be that one of those kind of shows, isn't it? You want to pick that up?
I got it. Let's see. Yep, got it.
Hi, this is Yasmin Badu calling to tell you Whitney Houston is dead.
Oh.
Okay, that's Gavin. Come on, everybody.
Yeah, dead as a doornail.
That's
yes.
Poppy and Michael, the FF Pups, help me out. And I got Hot Tub and Larkin.
Wow.
And, and Jim, of course, the number one funky homo.
He brought this on herself.
With the bony ass.
Wow.
Okay. I'm calling to tell you Whitney Houston has died. So
Whitney has died.
That'll be
yeah.
First.
On Saturday night.
Yeah, the February the what?
Don't I hear Larry in the background?
Just say no.
12. Just say. I hope you get something out of this. Okay, I'm hanging up. Bye.
Wait, don't I hear Q Sledge like on her little hangout? I mean, she's like doing a hangout or something.
I don't
she's
know.
Got
I was going to say, do they all live together or how
no, no,
do they
no,
all like?
No. I think it was a Google Hangout or something.
Are they having a wake for Whitney?
They could have been. They could have been
decided,
having an early wake.
They decided to call us. Well, Yas Mamadou, we have to say one thing to you.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
And you know, they thought they were going to be first as well.
I know.
It's really too bad because, you know.
Missed it by that much.
Yeah, you were so close. I do have to say one thing.
Yes.
Those first three calls that we got all came in at 7:06, but I played them in the order that they came in to Google Voice, so they were within seconds of one another.
Q Sledge, you beat them by mere seconds. So I guess Q Sledge wasn't on that hangout. Otherwise, you would have heard him on the hangout, like going, "I'm calling to tell you that Whitney Houston died."
Right. No, I guess not. I mean, but yeah, and I don't know because Google Voice doesn't give you the seconds. It doesn't give you down to the seconds. It only gives you the minutes.
But that is the order in which they were received.
That's correct.
Wow. I don't think we ever foresaw that happening.
Nope.
That there would be seconds separating Q Sledge, who won the entry, Yas Mamadou, who just called there, and who was the second? Oh, Turniped. Turniped was the second one. So, wow. Of course, he's Canadian, which they're in a completely different time.
Don't they get news a little bit behind us or something?
Yeah, they're like in 1945 or something like that. They get news through the telegraph machine or something up there in Canada.
I'm surprised we didn't get a call from Big Fatty.
I know.
So what are you showing me? Because you have
you
a cardboard cutout. I see what that is, but
I don't know what it is. It's my cardboard cutout of Perry the Platypus that I got for Valentine's Day from my lovely husband. Look. If I do this, though, if I quick change him, if I pull his thing out here and flip him around, now he's Agent P.
What cartoon is that?
It's from Phineas and Ferb.
What? Okay. So what is the? I've never watched Phineas and Ferb. So, so
it's on Netflix.
What is? First of all, what is it on? Is it on like Nickelodeon or something? Or
it is on? It's on the Disney Channel.
Okay. And why all of a sudden has that been brought up two or three episodes in a row? I mean,
oh, because it's my current fascination. All right. So here's the thing. I am a big cartoon fan, or well, animated show. So things like Family Guy, The Simpsons, things like that. Things that clearly are written for adults, even though they are cartoons.
You know, one that I really liked that was brand new this year that got canceled?
Mm-hmm, what?
Alan Gregory.
Yeah, I think I watched like the episode of it and I didn't care for it.
I liked it.
But anyway. You just liked it because of the gay dads.
I liked it. I thought it was funny.
All right, but here's the thing. So what happened is, you know, I'm a big fan of Family Guy and any of those spinoffs like the Cleveland Show and this kind of thing. I'm a big fan of South Park, big fan of The Simpsons. But one of the things I've always kind of disliked about those shows is the, I don't know, sometimes they devolve into the scatological. You know what I'm saying?
Like yes.
The crap jokes and the fart jokes and stuff like that.
As podcasts will do as
yes,
well.
Yes, as podcasts will do from time to time. But it's one thing to talk about. It's another thing to see it. But anyway, but the point is that I've just always kind of not been a fan of that particular piece of that genre, if I could even go so far as to slice it that way. Anyway, so Phineas and Ferb was created by two animators that used to work on Family Guy, and both of them very talented musicians. So every single episode of Phineas and Ferb has an original song in it, and there's just no potty humor in it. It's written as a kid's cartoon, but it's very adult humor, but it's not like trashy adult humor. I really like it. It's my new favorite. And I actually found it on Netflix. I watched the movie. There's a movie on Netflix called Phineas and Ferb, Adventures Across the Second Dimension. You should watch it. It's actually quite amusing. And that's what got me hooked on the show. And I love it. And I've talked about it several places. And so Steven started sending me Phineas and Ferb Valentine's Day cards, as you see here.
I see that.
And then when I woke up Valentine's Day, my dear husband had bought me a Phineas and Ferb Valentine's card with the cutout Perry the Platypus / Agent P.
So for Valentine's Day, I decided I was going to cook for I don't want to call him my Filipino
Hold on. If you're going to tell this story about you cooking, do I need to get ready for your Filipino lover to get all DSS on my ass? Is he going to go defensive spouse syndrome here on me if I like make
maybe.
Fun of your cooking?
I don't know. But it depends on if he listens, I suppose. But so I don't know what to call him, but we need to come up with something catchy, but
Perry.
Something new.
Call him Perry.
No, because you just want to use that sound effect.
Right. Because then every so often we can go,
hey, where's Perry?
Right.
Right. No, we need to come up with something catchy, though. But anyway,
How about mittens? Because I have that.
Because you have
too.
A sound effect for that one. Right, I know.
My cat's name is Mittens.
So I decided I was going to cook. So Monday night, I went to the grocery store and I decided I was going to do a very American dinner because that's what I'm good at. And I'm not good at Asian food particularly. And he gets that all the time. So
right.
I thought I will do American fare. And I like to do pot roast. Because that's an easy meat for me to cook because I can cook it for like 8 to 10 hours and basically braise it in mm-hmm. beef broth with garlic and onions and all that. And it becomes very tender and good. So I thought, okay, I'll do that. And I have this recipe for green beans that everyone loves. And I know he likes pork. Apparently pork is big in the Philippines. So I'm like, okay, I'll do my bacon wrapped green beans. And it has a brown sugar and garlic glaze, or whatever you want to call it. So you wrap up your green beans in bundles with bacon, you put them in a baking dish, and you do butter, melted butter with brown sugar and garlic to taste, and then you pour it over the top of it, and then you bake it. And everyone
right.
loves it. So I thought I'll do that, and then I'll do little crostini things, like things for appetizer, and I'll do twice-baked potatoes. And then I'll do one of those, I use a cake mix, but I mean, I do a version of like the molten cake from Chili's. I have a pan that has the individual bundt cakes, and then I melt chocolate and pour it in the middle and then put ice cream on top. And so anyway, you look confused. So I did all of this.
I'm trying to follow this here. It sounds very complicated.
So the night before, I wrapped up the green beans and got them ready. I baked the potatoes the first time and mixed up the sour cream and butter and bacon and all that in that and the cheese and everything and stuffed them and got those ready to go.
Right.
And I cooked the chocolate cake, the cakes, and got all that ready Monday night. And so that after work Tuesday, all I would have to do is throw the green beans and the potatoes in the oven and do some last minute things, you know, because I was going to leave the pot roast in the crock pot all day. So right. It would be ready. So he came over. I opened a bottle of wine. Everything was great. I don't know why you're making these faces.
Just trying to follow because it's like an episode of the French Chef with Julia Childs here. Oh, then you add into it the lovely bacon. And did you crumble up just a little bit of blue cheese there? And then you mix that in with a lovely little almond bit that they like to put on the side there. And it's a very, very lovely little green bean dish we like to call green bean dish. Or as the French like to call la dish. And you're even drinking the wine.
I am drinking wine
you're
tonight.
There
so
drinking the wine.
I am drinking wine. I'm trying to. So I'm not a. Oh, I got it right here. Here we go.
Whitney Houston, Kathy Banks, Bacon, Dead.
Now, Kathy, do you not know your own last name, or? Because I believe she said Whitney Houston, Kathy Banks. I mean, bacon.
I think she said Whitney Houston, Kathy's dead, bacon dead. Wait, is it Kathy Bacon that's dead or is it Whitney Houston?
You know, it's very appropriate that we should get that call now as I was just talking about bacon wrapped green beans.
Adam's bacon wrapped green beans, dead, Whitney Houston. Maybe that was Whitney's last phone call was to tell us that your green beans had died.
So, Kathy, we just have one thing to say to you as well.
Oh, caught me off guard because of the cat's name.
There you go.
Fortunately, the sad tuba noise is right next to your Filipino lover's new name.
So, his name is not Mittens. Perry was better, at least, than because he's not a cat. But anyway, so he came up, and I want everyone to know how sweet I am. I got one long stem rose.
I got a box
of fancy chocolates. Like
not regular chocolates, ladies and gentlemen.
No,
fancy.
This is like Linzor, I think is the name, and they are like one of them was creme brulee. It had and I've had them before. They're really good. And I got him a card.
The French like to call them creme flicker-froff.
And I got him a card with a nice little cute cocker spaniel on the front of it. I think he was very impressed.
You know who loves a card with cute little animals on the front of it?
No, I don't.
Big fatty. He loves those.
Well, I'll remember
especially,
that.
Especially loves them if you put glitter on the inside. Anyway, go ahead. So you got him the cute cocker spaniel card and the fancy creme brulee chocolates.
Yeah, so I think he was really impressed. He was speechless. He got all shy and he's like, you cooked all this for me? And he was, you know, really, I don't know, but he liked it. He ate everything.
He was touched.
He said everything was really good. We watched Food Network and... Yeah, we did.
Welcome to the French Chef. I'm Julia Childs.
Well, here's the thing about television and the new guy that I'm dating. Well, not new now, but is he watches a lot of stuff like Gossip Girl, Vampire Diaries.
Ain't nothing wrong with Vampire Diaries.
He watches like tweeny shows, basically.
Yes. And ask him if he's watching Teen Wolf and Switched at Birth. Those are my two current favorite ones.
Those have not been on when I've been over at his place, but I couldn't say for sure. But we don't have similar interest in TV shows. I watch stuff like Grey's Anatomy, Private Practice, NCIS, all the procedural kind of old people shows.
And the show about my family.
And I'm on, just so everyone knows, I'm on episode 85. I have gotten to episode 85 in the course of about 2 weeks.
85.
So,
wow. Congratulations. Congratulations. You know, you'll know you've made it in the Brothers and Sisters universe when you get to at least the fifth episode where Sally Fields is crying and walking down a hallway in the hospital. Because I think that, you know how Richard Gere used to have a thing in his contract that he would have to have his shirt off in the movie and everything? I'm pretty sure that Sally Fields has it contractually written somewhere that she has to, like, be walking down a hallway in a hospital crying. So, oh, fuck.
You know, after a few weeks of this, people are going to go, could you guys just put all the celebrity death phone calls at the end?
Right. We should probably just switch that thing back to...
Here we go.
Hi, Daniel and Adam. This is Tom from the Chicago's. I thought it'd be appropriate for me to get in on this death watch thing. Just heard over the AP that Whitney Houston died at 48, unfortunately, for her. That puts an end to her career. Give me an entry. Hopefully I'm number one. Good night.
You know, he sounds so distraught over that.
Well, you know,
I guess that'll put an end to her career.
Right. Well, you know, Tom in the Chicago's, you know, he is a mortician. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No, I did not know that.
That is his actual career. That's why he was saying that it was time for him to jump in here on the celebrity death phone. Now, let me tell you something. For someone who is a professional, sir, for someone in the business who should be well ahead of that death curve, you, sir, get nothing but a sad tuba from us.
Sorry about that, Tom in the Chicago's.
All right, so you were watching, you settled in with your meal, and you're watching Food Network.
Well, I like Food Network, and I just happened to one night when I came over to his house, notice that he was watching Chopped. So I just assumed that he must love Food Network. So anytime we're going to watch TV, I just automatically gravitate towards Food Network, because I think that's like the only thing that we have in common. So we watched a little Food Network, and then I... probably shouldn't mention what happened after that, but the next morning,
you should. Did you move things from one toilet to another?
No.
Then you could probably mention whatever it was,
that
but we'll just leave it in big fatty parlance.
Right. Okay. We had a really good Valentine's evening.
Tell me, Adam.
Twice.
Was it a great? Oh, you had a great Valentine's evening twice.
You know, I guess I need to start cooking the twice baked potatoes more often. That's
apparently
all I gotta say.
Oh. Or the potatoes were not the only thing twice stuffed.
So anyway, I got up the next morning. He left because I had to do some stuff for work afterwards. So he left, and the next morning I got up and I was getting ready for work, and I look over. I have a fireplace in my bedroom, just an electric one that I brought with me. And I look over on it, and I'm like, what is that on the top of the fireplace? And I look over there, and there's a little bundle of necklaces tied with ribbon.
Oh.
And he had laid, and I went all night without realizing that he had gotten me something for Valentine's Day. But I wear different necklaces all the time, like from Gap or Abercrombie or whatever. Right. And he had noticed that and never asked me anything about necklaces or anything.
Aww.
And he had gotten me like 4 or 5 necklaces for Valentine's Day.
Well, isn't that just the sweetest fucking thing you've ever heard in your life? Yeah, he got you a pearl necklace for Valentine's Day.
Twice.
So sweet.
But that was...
All right, you know what? No, just ignore it. Ignore it. We're not going to answer it. We're just not. Just keep going. Keep going.
We have to answer it.
No, just put something on top of it. Put a pillow on top of it or something.
All right. Well, so I was going to talk about... This actually happened prior to Valentine's Day. But
yes.
My TV, I just wanted to report to everyone that... Oh, wait. Let me go back. So one thing that he did do on Valentine's evening that was not sweet... Two comments were made, and you removed it, so, I don't even know if I put the comments, but he actually told me that my smile lines are actually cute.
Aww.
Which, I don't think you say that to a gay man. I don't care how cute your smile lines are. A gay man that is aging, you probably don't.
Oh, my God. She answered the goddamn phone. It's going to drive me nuts.
Jesus. Well, I was going to anyway. Okay, here it is.
Hi, boys. This is the Georgia Glamazon calling for the celebrity death phone. Whitney Houston is dead at age 48.
Right. Do we know who the Georgia Glamazon is?
No, but I love his voice. You should call back, Georgia Glamazon. You should call. You don't have to just wait for the celebrity death phone. Call us back and like talk to us and like tell us who you are and everything. Yeah, go ahead. Do we have any more celebrity? Can we clear out like the celebrity death phone there? Can we like play the whatever the just.
Would you like another one?
Yes, please. Otherwise, we're never going to get anything.
Hello, Curious Intent guys. This is Nico Martinez. I guess I'm entering your little dead celebrity contest. I'm reading online that Whitney Houston apparently died today at 48.
Aww.
Anyway, that's it. Bye.
Aww. That's Nico Martinez from the Google. You know what? He takes photos of food that looks so fucking good. It is in the food itself sounds god awful because it's like, you know, like, oh, this is whole grain, multi, you know, super healthy food stuff. But he takes these pictures of it that make it look so good. And it's just like, oh, that food looks so good on the thing. Do we have another one?
Yes, we do.
Otherwise, we're never going to get anything done.
This just ends with JBCM plus. the following line, it's Brian in the Danbury, and Whitney Houston has died. It's a shock to all of us. How can we just go on?
We can't. Clearly we can't.
Well, I'll just do another one since we're doing
Brian,
that.
Well, that's Brian and Danbury. Brian, thank you, and Brian and Danbury, because, you know, Whitney's in it. Oh, you have to save that sippy cup there because that you were not a winner. And I'm sorry, Nico and Martinez, the person who takes pictures of really good food. Sorry. All right, go ahead.
So our next one.
Larry Dean calling to report that Whitney Houston is dead. You know, Whitney Houston.
Why did he feel like he needed to repeat himself?
Because we were in the middle of the Mohegan Sun Casino, and you have to remember that a woman had just pulled us out of the crowd to tell us this.
Oh, you were with him when he made that call.
I was with him when he made that call.
Did you know he made the call?
Yes, he like went and ducked over in the corner, and so it was very loud in there, so he was covering the phone. And so I don't even think that he heard himself. So so sorry, Mr. Dean.
Well, here's our next one.
Oh, no, the last one then. This will be the last one.
Hi, this is Paul's podcast calling in to let you know that Whitney Houston died. Today is Saturday, February 11th.
Yes.
At a little bit after 9 o'clock. I'm reporting this in. Hopefully I'm the first one for the Celebrity Death Watch.
You are.
Bye.
I'm so sorry. You're not the first one. However, you might have been the first one had you not been busy asking her what the size of her penis was and whether she was a top or a bottom. That was Paul from Paul's podcast.
I don't get that.
It's Archer. Anyway, it's Paul from Pod's. Oh, so sorry, Paul. So sorry. Did you turn the phone off?
Yeah, it's off.
All right, excellent. Because, you know, otherwise we're just never going to get anything accomplished.
So back to mounting my TV.
So back to mounting.
Oh, wait, about that.
Did you mount it twice?
So before on Saturday, I mounted the TV. So the Filipino came over Saturday
evening. You mean mittens?
to help me mount the TV.
Twice.
And he really just watched, I have to say. He watched me mount the TV.
Twice.
Right. And I was really butch. He kept making comments like, man, you really are manly. Like, you have all these. Because I had to pull out my tools and all this kind of stuff. And I've never mounted a TV. So, first of all,
I've always been frightened to do it because they tell you that electricity will stay in those tubes for a long time. So, my fear were I to actually mount a television is that I might get. We're not talking about the same thing, are we? Okay. Go ahead. Just
So, I had purchased a stud finder at Home Depot earlier in the day.
Yes, I have one of those too.
Did you know?
It's called my finger. There's one right there.
Did you know? You can get a stud finder for as cheap as $10.
Honey, I'll do it for you for free.
So
when we were in Vegas, you just take Donna Sugars along with you. Donna Sugars is like a free stud finder because he'll just be walking. Get a picture now, a 6'12" or 6'11" drag queen walking around. Oh my.
Girl.
You know that you found, girl, so, now you know you found a stud.
You, anyway, so I found the stud. I did all the things and I mounted that baby. I mounted it. And not only that, but there was an added bonus. Because I had to go to my parents' house to get a socket because I didn't have the right size socket. So like 10 o'clock, I'm like, you know, can you hang out on the couch? I'm going to go over to my parents' house, get a socket. I'll be right back. Well, it took me like 20, 30 minutes. Well, he was tired. When I got back, he was asleep.
Aww.
Well, he was sleepy for the rest of the evening. So he was so sleepy that after we laid on the bed for a little while watching the new television that I had mounted,
Nude television.
He was so asleep that he, for the first time ever, spent the night.
Oh, do we have a sound like that? Do we have one? Oh. Mitten's so cute. Yeah, Mitten's curled up to you there and like went to sleep. That is the
and then
most adorable
the next
thing
day
I've
I said, so when are you going to stay over again? And he said, only if I'm that tired again. I don't know what that means.
So basically that was an invitation for you to just tire him out twice.
Right.
Once again.
Twice.
Oh my, oh.
I thought you turned the phone off.
Is that the... Wait, that's a different line. Is that...
Maybe so. I didn't know we had like, two lines.
I'm scared to touch it.
Hey, boys at Dubious Intent. This is Joe in Dallas calling with the...
Joe in Dallas!
Sad, sad, horrible news that Whitney Houston is dead at 48 today. You all have a wonderful evening, and try to go easy on Whitney. It was a rough life right. for her.
Right, it was.
You know, I think that's the first time that Joe has ever called us, and he sounded pretty, you know, I think he's the only one that's mentioned her age. Apparently,
no, he's not. It was mentioned in at least two other messages before that you just weren't paying attention. And if you recall on the last episode, there was some question as to whether Joe and Dallas listened to the show or not. Clearly, there's your proof.
Well, someone could have just told him.
Someone could have just said, Joe, call this phone number.
Right.
Joe, call this number.
When someone dies, call this number, Joe.
When anyone dies, call this number. And somehow, it must be because he had an old phone number because he's ringing this other line that I...
So the only other thing that I had to say about mounting the television is I got a Roku specifically for that room.
Specifically?
But I don't know where to put the Roku because right. the TV is mounted on the wall and I thought about a shelf, but it would look really weird having this one random shelf sticking out of the wall below the television. Right. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to get some brackets and I'm going to put them above the television, but just to where they're hidden by the television and just set the Roku because it's really tiny.
Wow.
Right on top of the TV.
Very complicated.
Yeah.
But I will take your word for it.
Anyway.
Again. Now we've moved out of the arena of like Julia Childs.
I went from Julia Childs to this old house Morgan, guy. Yeah. What's the guy?
Bob Vila.
Because
he always makes his name.
Yeah.
He always makes his name. He always like does that weird pronunciation of his last name. It's like, hi, I'm Bob Vila. It's like, we get it. You're Hispanic. It's kind of like those people that do that. There was some fighting today that broke out down in Nicaragua. Like they just like break down into that weird pronunciation of it. Oh.
Yes.
Hello. I think we're working. Hello.
Yes. Yes.
Ah. Hello. This is Veritas. I call you to tell you Whitney Houston is dead. Bye.
Whitney Houston is dead.
Where is Gurbitas from?
He's from China Land, I think. He's a Gaijin. I'm not sure where he's from.
A Gaijin?
He's
oh,
a Gaijin.
Look at that. There's a new term. I've never heard that before.
That's a very old term.
I should
that's
tell my Filipino that he's a Gaijin.
You should tell your Filipino lover. Or we like to call him...
My cat's name is Mitten.
Mittens.
I liked the other one better. I'm to keep telling you.
Tell him that what other one?
The Perry one.
Oh, the hey, where's Perry?
I'm not gonna call him Mittens.
Hey, where's Perry?
So birthdays. No.
I'm ready for the news.
Was there anything else in your life this week?
No.
Because you didn't update anything in the damn whatever week.
I have had a week that's just been a week. It's been a weird, you know what it is Monday is a holiday for me, President's Day. And my friend who is getting the divorce is moving into his apartment this weekend. And so there's been a lot of, it's just been a very busy week. But I'm looking forward to, you know, leaving work a little bit early tomorrow and having a nice 3.5 day weekend.
So there was a lot of...
And the other update for all of you people on the whole Vera thing that was all mad at me and, you know, oh, the feed's not working. Oh, Jesus Christ, feed's not working. Feed's all working fine now. As I mentioned up front, it just took time for the things to like work themselves out. Everything's working fine. So you can all go and download Vera Speaks for Real and quit bugging me.
My cat's name is Nick.
or as I was going to say, oh, I'm sorry, the news. Or as I was going to tell them.
Shut up!
All right, go ahead.
All right, well, since this show has been all about Valentine's Day, Phineas and Ferb cards and the like.
Yes, yes.
I have some or at least one Valentine's Day story here. For one day only, the paper napkins are gone and reservations are recommended as the venerable Southern diner Waffle House chain makes special dinners for sweethearts.
Aww.
And we have a report from NBC News to tell us some more about this special event, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to turn it over to our correspondent in Washington.
Uh-huh.
What takes tell us,
first we're going to have a commercial.
Let's talk about software. GFT's award-winning platform, DealBook.
Oh, turn it down. Wait here, I've got it. I've got it right here, but just pause it.
News now, Burbank police have arrested a woman accused of offering sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
I'm sorry, that's the local Fox station. All right, go ahead.
So we're going to turn it back over to our NBC correspondent and hear about as soon as this commercial is over. Lord, that's a long commercial.
Yes.
Setting the right atmosphere is crucial for a Valentine's Day dinner. And Waffle House knows that too. A few of their restaurants are getting ready to change from a traditional diner to a romantic date spot.
Where's this? We'll have tablecloths. It'll have alcohol-free champagne. The lighting will be dimmer. It'll be cloth napkins instead of paper. So it's going to be the atmosphere, but more five-star sit-down and less fast-production Waffle House.
The idea started 5 years ago in an Atlanta Waffle House. The store in Adel did it last year, and this is the first time that the fine dining is happening in Tifton.
If you want this to be you on Valentine's night, you better hurry up. The Waffle House in Tifton already has 12 reservations, and they say they're going fast.
And more people do seem interested. One student said today that it will be...
So
Adam, will you take me to the Waffle House for Valentine's Day?
Sorry, wait a minute. It wasn't our correspondent in Washington. Geez. It was our correspondent in Tifton, Georgia. And apparently, when you want to have a nice meal at the Waffle House on Valentine's evening, you get the full five-star experience.
You do.
With the cloth napkins, ladies and gentlemen.
With the cloth napkins. I'm going to ask you that. Is that where I'd go if I wanted to have a romantic dinner?
I'm telling you. Now, you may want to wear your good what are those things called? The overalls and the boots. Mm-hmm. You know, shine them real good and call early because they already had 12 reservations.
They have 12 and they only got so many booths in that place. And let me tell you, I want to make a joke now that will only be funny to people in the South. You know what, darling? I'd like to take you down to the Waffle House tonight for Valentine's Day and see you covered, smothered, and full of chili.
And chunked. I want her to be covered, smothered, and chunked. I think. Speaking of, I had a perfect segue too. Damn that phone. All right, here we go. I got it.
Whitney Houston's dead. Whitney Houston's dead. Whitney Houston's dead. Am I the first caller? Am I the first caller? I'm calling from the future, which really means I'm calling on the 12th of February. So, right. I don't know, just a prediction here that knowing Daniel Brewer and his... little asterisks / conditions on conditions on terms and conditions. Probably, even though I was the first caller, well, it's already tomorrow, so I guess that makes me the last caller. Anyway, this is Scotty, your little Aussie battler. Whitney Houston has snorted one line of coke too many, I guess.
Bye. Didn't you make that joke at the beginning of the show?
I did. You know what, Scotty?
No, there is no asterisks here. As much as I would love to, we take them in the order in which they arrive. So in the order in which they come in, regardless of what your time may be, your local time may be.
That's right. So, Scotty, we have one thing to say to you.
Yes, we do.
All right. So, speaking of smothered, covered, and chunked, the segue that I was going to make before, Police in Kentucky arrested a man last Thursday after they found him completely naked and covered in chocolate and peanut butter, lying down on a supermarket floor.
Oh my God, where was this?
In Kentucky.
In Kentucky, okay.
According to a police report, 22-year-old Andrew Toothman smashed through the Food World IGA's glass front door wearing only boots. He then emptied all of the market's fire extinguishers and spelled out sorry on the floor using NyQuil before heading to the confections.
See, this is what I had to make sure where it was, because Steven sent me this Valentine's card that says we're going to need a blowtorch and some more peanut butter. So I was just making sure it wasn't Steven from Wisconsin that was there in the covered and smothered and chopped.
So it says the subject had peanut butter and chocolate smeared all over his person.
All over his person.
The officer wrote.
Now, are we really sure that that was all chocolate that was on there? We don't know.
You know, there was an audio story on that one, too. But basically, it was his dad saying, you know, I just don't know what happened. He's a really good boy. And, you know, I think
he's always been such a quiet one.
I think he was given some bad stuff.
You better hide your wife, hide your kids. They're all... Oh, whatever.
All right.
I wish that one was louder. Is that the end of the news?
No. But that was the end of that story, and I thought you normally did something after.
Oh, you know what? I haven't been playing.
Monster kill.
What?
That is the sound effect button right next to the Murloc.
Well, this link is not working, so give me a second.
Which is right next to.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. So, all right. Oh, where is this story? A video purporting to be the work of an angry father teaching his daughter a lesson by shooting bullets through her laptop is the viral video of the day.
You know, I didn't see the video, but I read the story. And what a douchebag. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to hit that. What a douchebag.
The father, who identifies himself as Tommy Jordan, says his daughter broke ground rules when using Facebook and posted disrespectful remarks about him there.
I got a question. Why would he identify himself as Tommy? It's like, if he says his name is Tommy Jordan, do you have reason to doubt him? It's like, why not the man, Tommy Jordan? Why do you have to say the man identified himself as Tommy Jordan, although we do not believe him?
The man formerly known as. Yeah. So this is Tommy.
Ugh.
Maybe. Oh, another commercial. Damn it. Why are we? Do we have a celebrity death phone call or anything?
No, because then you'd have to play it off the same machine, and then we'd have to queue up the thing, wouldn't we?
Oh,
we'd
that's true. Okay, here he is. Wait.
Good afternoon. It's February 7th, 2012. This is for my daughter, Hannah, and more importantly, for all her friends on Facebook who thought that her little rebellious post was cute, and for all your parents out there that think your kids don't post bad things on Facebook. Well,
oh,
I want to read you one. Well, I took off my daughter's Facebook wall.
Right, go ahead.
She thought she'd be smart by
blocking
her parents from being able to see it.
Right.
Hannah, you were grounded for about 3 months.
3 months.
For doing something very similar to this. And I would have thought, with a father that worked in IT for a living, you'd have better sense than to do it again.
Right.
But I just spent about 6 hours yesterday fixing your computer for you, upgrading it for you, spent about $130 on software.
Right.
And today, I run across a post on your Facebook page that you didn't think I'd be able to see.
Right.
So since you want to hide it from everyone, I'm going to share it with everybody.
Right. Go ahead.
This is called To My Parents, by the way.
Right. Go ahead. Pause that for just a second.
I'm not your damn slave.
All right. So here's a douchebag father who goes digging through his daughter's laptop and finds something on her Facebook page that she posted and didn't include them in it. So here's something clearly she thought that she was writing. So I'm assuming he would have the same reaction had he run across her diary, or had he run across, overheard her on the phone with her therapist or whatever. Oh, what a douchebag. You know what? Just because she's your daughter does not mean that she does not have the right to privacy.
How come
she does not have the right to have her own little, her own feelings?
How come all the people on our stories tonight are from the South?
because they're all a bunch of fucking idiots. And here's the thing that gets me. You know what? It's not even that. I'm sorry. I'll let you finish it in just a second. But it's just the fact that this is his thing, right? You thought that you'd be all smart and keep us from seeing it, and now I'm going to make it public to the world. Right. Douchebag. You stupid douchebag. Are these equivalent things? Someone hiding something from their parents and making it public to the universe. Are these two things equivalent in your little IT working world? You ignorant fuckhead. Go ahead. Please continue.
It's not my responsibility to clean up your shit. We have a cleaning lady for a reason. Her name is Linda, not Hannah. If you want coffee, get off your ass and make it yourself. If you want a garden, shovel the fertilizer yourself. Don't sit back on your ass and watch me do it. If you walk in the house and get mud all over the floor that I just cleaned, be my guest. But clean it up after you're done getting shit everywhere. I'm tired of picking up after you. You tell me at least once a day.
Okay, this is a really long video, so I'm not going to play the whole thing. But basically,
he shoots her laptop
at the end
because he's
of
a
it,
big man that got a gun.
Yeah, at the end of it, he shoots
I just spent
her
all day yesterday.
Let's see if I can find the end here.
I work in IT.
Respectful to me. Five.
All right, here we go.
That was the first round. These are exploding hollow point rounds. Yeah, and you have to pay me back for these, too, because these are about $1 a piece.
Oh, my God.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, yeah. And after that comment you made about your mom told me to be sure I put one in there for her. So that one's from her.
Jesus,
and if I got one left.
Sir, you should not be allowed to have children.
Now I'm out.
You should be allowed nowhere near children, you ignorant hick. You should not be allowed near children ever. Because you, sir, are an ignorant fucking hick.
Other news now, Burbank police have arrested a woman accused of offering sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
She was trying to get herself a new laptop because her ignorant hick father shot it with a fucking gun.
Well, we need to cleanse the palate here.
I'm sure you're going to get a lot of these. This is Patrick in New York. Our poor Whitney Houston has died.
Aww.
Take care.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, thanks, Patrick in New York.
Wait, that noise at the end, did he just shoot his phone with a gun? maybe when they get it wrong, can we just lift the audio from that thing? Like when they get it wrong, can we just play that? That was round one.
That was round one.
That was round. These are hollow point. Oh, fuck, I can't read. What, you got to pay me back for these things. They're $1 a piece. All right, fine. That's the news, and whatever.
It's your birthday. I'm gonna have a good time. I'm glad it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, birthdays.
Birthdays.
We got some. So,
tell me it is not Whitney Houston's birthday.
Right, wouldn't that be horrible? No. It was, to my knowledge, to the best of my knowledge, it was not Whitney Houston's birthday. The first one is a girl, however. Mm-hmm. And here we go.
This is the theme to Friends.
It is.
So if it was a girl, it would have to be one of three, which would be either Courtney Cox or the other two. So I'm going to go with Courtney Cox.
Is that because that's the only one you knew the name of?
Shit, what are their other names?
Let me give you one more clue. It's the more famous of the three.
Courtney Cox?
No.
Courtney Cox is on Cougar Town, like the number one rated television show.
The one that's in more movies.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yes. So Jennifer Aniston.
I disagree with that. I do not think that Jennifer Aniston is more famous than Courtney Cox.
Okay. Well, maybe they're similarly whatever. Jennifer Aniston turned 43.
43. You know what? I remember her when she was just a plucky little news anchor on a local Fox station.
Other news now, Burbank police have arrested a woman accused of offering sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
All right. So the next one is also a lady.
A lady, because she does lady things.
So here we go.
Show me that smile, okay?
Show me that smile.
All right, so I'm assuming that it's not the woman singing this theme song.
It is someone who acted in the show.
Someone who acted in the show. So was it the mother?
It was the mother.
So that would be Joanna Kearns, is that it?
Yes. Wow.
Wow. I used to love that show. I used to have like the biggest crush on Kirk Cameron.
And now he's a Jesus freak.
I know. So, now he's a bizarre Jesus freak too. Yeah.
So Joanna Kearns turned 59.
59 for Joanna Kearns. You know what? I used to think that was Alan Thicke and her singing that theme song. Because it kind of sounds like them, but then I found out later that it's not.
So this next one is a guy, and it's such a famous...
Did you just... Okay, and move me along.
No.
Yes, you did. I was telling my delightful little anecdote about me thinking that was Alan Thicke and Joanna Kearns singing that theme song. And you were just like, okay. So this next one... And it was, you
that's
just
what
like
I always
shoved,
do in this segment.
You shoved me right along as if I were some dim-witted... fuckhead shooting his daughter's laptop with
smothered, covered,
bullets.
And chunked.
That's right.
With chocolate and peanut butter. So this next one is, it's a guy and he's really famous and I thought I would know his music, but I didn't. So I'm hoping that you do because once again, you're older than me.
Right.
So,
I'm older than you.
This is a very famous singer. So I'm assuming somebody must know him, but here, I'm just going to play it.
This is Peter Gabriel.
There you go. See,
do you honestly not know Peter Gabriel?
I know who he is, but I didn't recognize any of his music.
Okay. He was, prior to him being in a solo career, I believe he was in the group Genesis along with Phil Collins. So he's one of those, he's been famous for a long time, but not as a solo artist. That happened in the 80s. But anyway, yeah, so Peter Gabriel.
Yeah, so Peter Gabriel turned 62.
62.
Now, if I recall, I believe that is the same age
as Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Fairchild. So,
does.
All right.
Sitting in the midst of my stop animation, watching the train run through my ears and out the other side.
With a handful of nuts.
With a snifter of brandy in one hand and my Perry the Platypus cut out in the other.
All
right. Morgan Freeman.
So, we've covered other band members of this band, and for
Genesis,
this...
it's Phil Collins.
And for this lovely one, I chose a different song than we did last time.
Okay.
So, here we go.
Sounds very Monkees. It is the Monkees.
It is.
It's Daydream Believer, even, I think.
It is.
So, this is the... this is the group that, as I have famously got one of the names wrong, and then Fatty called in to correct me, and then he got the name wrong that I got wrong. What did I say? I don't even remember. So, it was Davy Jones' birthday last? No, it was Mike Nesbitt's.
It was two of their birthdays before.
Oh, that's right. And it was so. This one now, I'm going to say it's Mickey. It's Mickey Dolenz.
It's not.
It's Davy Jones.
No, Davy Jones was one of the ones last time.
Oh, and Peter Tork. So it's Mike Nesbitt.
No.
It's Peter Tork.
It is.
No, wait. I said all of their
it's
names.
It's Morgan Fairchild. No,
it's Morgan Fairchild.
It is Peter Tork. Peter Tork is 70.
Yes. 70. He's older than Morgan Freeman / Fairchild.
Yeah, I think Davy Jones is so cute. Oh, my God. He's so cute. Sorry. Okay.
He was. He's now also 70.
So here's the next one. Speaking of cartoons and you enjoying
yes,
the
yes.
cartoons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm anxious now.
Here we go.
It is the theme to The Simpsons, and I believe we have already used Dan Castellaneta's birthday at a previous time. So is it one of the main voices?
It is the... If I tell you this, you're going to know it right off. It is not a voice. At all.
It is not a voice. So then it's the creator of it, Matt Rainey.
It is.
Yes.
And he turned 58.
58. Which would be 3 years younger than Morgan.
So there we go. Okay. Our next one, I have two. So even if you know it, don't say anything until I play a little bit of both.
Got it.
Because you'll know... you won't know the actual person on this first one, but you'll it'll narrow it down quite a bit. But
all
anyway,
right, it's narrow it down.
So you have you heard enough of that one?
Yes, that's the theme to Star Trek.
Okay.
Next Generation.
It is. Okay. So here is our next clue to this person.
It's LeVar Burton's birthday.
You didn't even give him time to sing the Butterfly in the Sky.
I know the opening refrains to Reading Rainbow.
Yes.
That is,
so
that's LeVar Burton.
LeVar Burton. Turned 55.
55, much younger than Morgan Fairchild.
So I used to love that show.
I loved, you know what I loved about it was that they, one of the only episodes of Reading Rainbow that I ever saw as a kid, they were showing the synthesizer that made that theme song. And I was just fascinated by the synthesizer. And I was desperate to get myself a Moog synthesizer, which I never got, but I really wanted a Moog synthesizer with all those like really cool things. And then I used to go to Disney and watch Michael Iceberg play in his pyramid of keyboards. And so I was fascinated by keyboards. I should shut up now. Go ahead.
Happy birthday, LeVar. Again,
happy
he's
birthday,
55.
Jordy.
All right. So our last one for this week is also a guy. All right, so let me get to this one.
Is it Dizzy Gillespie?
Why, yes! No, it's not.
Is it the weatherman from this clip?
Other news now, Burbank police have arrested a woman accused of offering sex in exchange for
chicken
McNuggets.
I just love how she's just so surprised by it every time.
You're just wearing that one out. Just wearing it out.
I am.
All right, here we go.
Was he also later a politician?
I believe so, yes.
So it was Sonny Bono.
That is correct.
That is correct. Do you want to hear something that's really funny?
Sure.
Well, I do too, but this isn't really funny, but this is just kind of interesting.
Okay.
I thought about it for a while. I'm like, no, that's not really even that funny.
It's not funny.
All right, I love barbecue, and one of the big barbecue chains in the South is called Sonny's Barbecue.
Is it really his?
No, it's not.
Okay.
But it's called Sonny's Barbecue, and so blah, blah. But then when I moved to South Florida, because I lived in South Florida for a couple of years, the chain down, because remember, I'm from the west coast of Florida, and then the South Florida is south, and then on the east coast of Florida, which is a completely different kind of atmosphere over there. Anyway, their big barbecue chain over there is called Bono's. So it's like the two main barbecue chains in the South. One of them's named Sonny's, the other one's named Bono's, and then there's a third one, and it's named Woody's, and I've never understood what that one was. So
did you... Didn't you used to say the west coast of Florida, the best coast of Florida,
yes.
or something
yes.
like that? Okay.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Wait. I have to turn down the music so we'll hear the call.
Mm-hmm.
Have
you got it?
Yeah. I got it now. Yes.
Hey, Adam and Daniel. It's Peter G. calling. And I'm sure I'm not the first to tell you this, but Whitney Houston is dead.
Now, why would you say you're
sure? First said, drugs, who knows what the problem was. But she's dead, so I'm letting you know. Alert the celebrity death phone.
It has been alerted. Now, I got it. Why is he sure that he is not the first one? When did that come in?
A lot later than the other ones.
There you go, Peter. But, you know, Peter, you do have an entry in the contest. Matter of fact, you have two entries in the contest because it's there's a little number here. It's your birthday. When is Mitten's birthday? God, I love that.
All right. So, contact. We did have an email. This was really more of a celebrity death phone, but it's not. You had to call. So, So I'm going to read it as contact.
Now, well, you can send us a sound file.
Yes, but you can't write us. But if it's not sound, if it's not audible, then you do not get entered. But this came in at 9:20 p.m., so he was way after the other ones anyway. It says, "Hi, y'all. The celebrity death phone calls Whitney Houston." Now, he starts his email. His email by saying... "The celebrity death phone calls, colon, Whitney Houston is dead."
Yes.
"I expect that someone has already gotten to this one, though."
Yes.
"Thanks for hours of great, hilarious listening."
Aw, see, now he says something nice.
"Alexander in Arizona." Now, I want to say something. First of all, I love the name Alexander.
He sent it to you, not to contact at dubiousintent.com, because I didn't get that.
No, he did send it to contact.
Damn it, something is wrong with that. Seriously wrong with that, because we're not both getting everything.
I don't know. But anyway, he sent it to contact, and the second thing I want to say is he spells it a really sexy way that's very Russian. So it's A-L-E-X-A-N-D-R.
He's very Russian, so he's
isn't that kind of Russian, like a Russian spelling of Alexander, like D-R without the E?
Sure.
It looks Russian, or Czechoslovakian, or like...
Right. One of those vaguely European things.
I always think of Prague, and then I think he's very hot, because I always think of the porn, An American in Prague, which is a Bellamy porn, and that had Johann Pollock, if anyone doesn't know what that is. And in the day, he was really hot. He was like my favorite porn star. So Alexander, even though you emailed instead of calling, your name is very sexy, and you remind me of an American in Prague.
An American in Prague.
Which was one of my favorite porns back in the day.
Right. You know who he reminds me of?
No.
My cat's name is Mittens.
Reminds me of Mittens.
So,
I love it.
So anyway, thank you for the
thank you, Alexander email. With an R, with a DR. With Alexander with a DR.
So I was going to go ahead. I was going to look at the Google Plus and see if we had anything that I needed to read from there.
Yes.
I know we had at least one that came in today.
Yes.
So let me look, and it's loading now.
It's loading. This is, wow. This is just effed up.
Oh, apparently it's Paris Hilton. Why do we follow Paris Hilton?
I have no idea.
So we got a thing from Paris Hilton saying, oh, by the way, everyone, apparently it's Paris Hilton's birthday this weekend.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Harris.
I don't have a theme song for her. But so one comment we got on Google Plus was Scott, Little Aussie Battler. And, you know, I want to say something. Why does he always just mention you, Daniel? And then when he puts a comment on Google Plus, he also just pluses Daniel Brewer and not Adam Burns. Does he hate me?
Yes,
Scotty,
he does.
Do you hate me? That's what I want to know. But anyway,
he does.
So
he does.
His post, and I don't know if you saw this, is a picture of some baseball cap with some Japanese-looking writing on it and a big cup. And it says, "Just another thirsty day in Oz," apparently. And underneath the caption, or the little heading on the photo, says, "Just my usual daily glass of horse semen down under."
Yes.
So there you go. Apparently, Scotty drinks the horse semen. It sounds like horse semen every time you say that.
He does. That's because he. Well, look at him up there. If you go to his profile there, you can see him eating that corn dog there. He is clearly the corn dog covered in horse semen.
Horse semen.
You know, Scotty is going to be at Vegas this year, and he's going to just. He's not even going to say hi to me. He's just going to immediately punch me in the face.
I want him to like me. He has a really sexy accent. I've got to have the Aussies liking me.
I should wear a catcher's
Scotty, I will blow you if you... No, I won't. I'm dating someone. I didn't say that. In fact, I may edit that out.
Look at you.
I can't offer to do that kind of thing. Honey, if you're listening, I was never a slut. All right. So, Scott, a.k.a. Sater something or other.
Sater 69,
The Impaler, says, "I highly recommend the latest episode of the Dubious Intent podcast, only because they mention the Sater Sphere a lot." Pound attention whore.
Yes. And we also got one today or yesterday from Mr. Will Raddick, the former co-host of Callbox 7 a long time ago, who said, you know, so a former co-host of one of my podcasts. Anyway, he said he was listening to Doobie's Intent and he laughed out loud at the George Washington Bridge comment. So there you go. That was on the intro last week. That would be the intro that I did not fuck up, would be the entrance from.
Well, that narrows it down then. Right. That'd be about one intro out of the past like 28 episodes. Whoa.
What was that? I thought you turned that off.
I got it.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Calling the whatever the hell this is, the Dane line. I want to let you know that David Kelly, the guy that played Grandpa Joe in Tim Burton's Charlie and the Chocolate Family, died. Anyway, this is Moose. Bye-bye.
So Moose P called to not to tell us about Whitney. So all you folks out there, you missed Grandpa from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
And he said Charlie and the Chocolate Family. I don't know.
It's a completely different film. It's,
you know, it's kind of a theme show. We had a guy covered with chocolate. And someone died from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Right. You know what? That was one of my favorite films growing up. I am willing to give him the $5 on that one. What do you say?
I say that's fine, although he's talking about the more recent film, not the one that was back in your day.
Oh, well, so he's talking about the one with Johnny Depp, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Tim Burton.
Yeah, another good film. All right, so $50.10 is the Celebrity Death Fund, and thank you very much. Moose P, you have earned yourself an entry into the contest.
So that was also all of our contact for the week.
Aww,
apparently,
well,
everyone was so so enamored with the Whitney Houston dying. I don't know if enamored is the correct word. So distraught over the death of Dame Whitney Houston.
Right. Yeah. If only we had some way to play us out of the contact section.
Oh well, we do.
3, 2, 1. Oh my God, what the fuck? What the fuck? Oh, you know what? Moose P, by the way, for earning yourself an entry in the thing, I think you get a ta-da. Let's see. Yay, you got yourself a ta-da in there. So, was that what we were going to use for the... Or we were going to use the... I like that one. All right, so yada, 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 scooby-dooby-doo. So... Yeah, I don't remember. We got so Moose gets a ta-da for the thing, and you know what is it tonight? Is there like a full moon or something? Because we are just we can't find our ass with both hands. What the hell?
I don't know. It was Whitney Houston. Man, it just choked me up. I'm telling you, I really can't perform with just the death of such an iconic. Can I use the word iconoclast?
That is not correct. That is not the correct usage of that word. Here's the thing. You know, the funeral is going to be televised. So are you going to watch the televised? Because Robert told me this evening, he's like going, you know, we can get up at like 4 a.m. on Saturday morning and drive to New Jersey to see the funeral. And I was like, it's going to be friggin' televised. We'll just watch it, right? We don't need to. Like,
why do I want to watch a funeral?
Because, you know, that's going to be a fun day to be poking around. God forbid me for, you know, God help me for saying this. It'd be a fun day to poke around on the Twitters or whatever, because everyone will be kind of watching it. Kind of like the royal wedding. You know what we should do? What time is this Whitney Houston wedding? Maybe we should do a live video hangout. Let's see.
A wedding? Why did you just call it a wedding? It's not a Whitney Houston wedding.
She's wedding death. Yeah, Whitney is is wedding death. Whitney Houston.
So I go, but I know
I'm dead now.
So did you see what time it is?
I'm looking it up right now. Let's see.
Let's not call it a wedding. It's a funeral.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's a wedding. She's wedding death. she will be wedding death. Ah, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. It does not say what time.
Didn't you say it's going to be televised?
Yeah, but I'm not going to watch it. Are you going to watch it?
No.
Are you going to watch it? No, I'm not going to watch it either. Didn't fight. I know. Fuck it. I'm not going to watch it.
That's a bad recording of that. That must be one of her.
She was just a mess.
You know what? That must be a more recent version of it when, you know, when she was on drugs or
something. Who is she like? She's like somebody else that you just kind of like was a very talented person and you just see them kind of self-destructing in front of you slowly over a period of years. Like, who's somebody like Keith Richards? But Keith Richards didn't die, but, you know, he might as well have. He was just close to death so many times and he kind of bounced back. But I'm trying to think, who else like did you just watch like destroy themselves?
Some people will say Mariah Carey, but she came back and she wasn't on drugs. So
she dead?
She's not dead.
Oh, well, I'm talking about someone, someone that's died.
Like Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse. Well, yeah, I guess.
I mean, she wasn't as iconoclastic, if I can use that word, as Whitney Houston.
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it does. I don't know.
This is a better recording. But no, well, Amy, the only thing about Amy Winehouse is she was not as famous as long as Whitney Houston.
Right.
And she was kind of drugged out like her whole career, I think.
Right.
So, I don't know. But anyway.
She's like one of those people that's just like, you know, would pick something up off the ground and like shove it in their mouth and take it, like drugs. Like there's no, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you know that you've gone too far, right? Is when you're like, you would pick something up off the ground and like, you know. Because most people, they'd be like, you know, like, oh, look, there's a lollipop. I love lollipops. And if it like falls on the ground, they'd be like, well, I wouldn't want to lick it now. To Be Sentient was written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line 2x2DI+. That's 229-234-7587. If you are alphabetically challenged, or if you're an iconoclast, you can also send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com, or go to our website. You guessed it, dubiousintent.com. You can also find it. Why do I keep saying you can also? Jesus Christ. You can find us on Google Plus. You can find it. Oh, you can find us. You know where to find
us. You
know, we're there.
I was going to say, when such an iconoclast dies, it really just fucks up our episode because we just apparently we're verklempt or something. We can't even record.
Got nothing. It's just I don't know what the hell to think anymore. I don't know. Just from stem to stern this evening, this has been a fucked up show.
From stem to stern, covered in chocolate, smothered, covered
in chocolate,
and chunked.
Oh.
Oh, come on! What the hell? Seriously? Seriously.
Hi there. It is Turner Pet calling again, and nice. I'm very sad to report that Ben Gazzara, as well as Ian Abercrombie, have both passed away as well. Thank you for calling.
Well.
Turnipad. Oh, first of all, what's his name? The last one, Ian Abercrombie, the guy Elaine's boss from Seinfeld and Emperor Palpatine or whatever. That one was reported two shows ago. So, so sorry there. And then the other one, Ben Gazzara. I actually had the Wikipedia that I'd never heard of this guy before, ever. He's like from 1954. Like Big Fatty would know who he was, but I have no idea who he was. Do you have any idea who he was?
I have no idea who he was. I didn't even. I was like, "What, Ben? Who?
Ben Gazzara?
Gazzara?
Ben Gazzara? He died on February 3rd, 2012.
You know what? He's certainly not an iconic. When did he die?
February 3rd.
Okay. The rule is the person has to die within the week between the two episodes. And now, because the phone rang, I don't even know how to end the episode, Turniphead. Thank you.
Just say goodnight, Adam. Goodnight, Adam.
Other news now, Burbank police have arrested a woman accused of offering sex in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
Wait, I got a new one. Wait, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Sandy Poole, the motherfucking rap sumo, YouTube MySpace. You know what I'm saying? Niggas say Sandy don't be getting icy. You know. Yeah, dumb shit. And my little dog Joker say, Jesus, peace around my neck and that protect me from my haters who be hating. Donkey rope, call me anything but bro. Nugget.
Oh, what?
Yeah, we still got the stacks on deck. I mean, you know, that's just how it go. What my little dog Dale's, wipe it out, fire. Wipe it out. He know what I'm talking about, but you know. Dumb shit, man. High limit over. Set a boot around sumo. Fresh ass G the weed is old. Yeah, that's how we rock. But I let me know. Dumb shit. Fuck with me.
And
3, 2, 1. Excellent. From high atop the universe, from the Pride 48 studios. Oh fuck! Start that again.
Okay, hold on. I forgot to fade it out when you started. Anyway,
right? Exactly. Just start. Go.